Hi fans, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. If my voice sounds a little somehow, I'm just waking up, so bear with me. I'm here with the gang today. Okbe and Shimu.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
With the Bonner Boy hairstyle.
Yeah, Bonner Boy hairstyle. It's ghetto stats. First one, everybody. For beginning,
yeah, it's alright.
Anyway, what's up, gang? How's your week been?
Man, I'm just glad it's Friday, honestly, bro. The week was a short one, though. It wasn't anything crazy. It's just, yeah, I'm just always looking forward to the weekend now. So,
anything interesting happened
so much?
Nah, nothing crazy, really. Just same work, man. Maybe like saying, I just work, bro.
Yeah, Shane, what about you?
Yeah, same thing now. This will come back. Just even glad it was a short week and it still felt warm to me. So, just glad it's Friday. But there's no football, no proper football this weekend. So, it's not just thinking of what I'm going to do this Friday. This weekend.
That's why I feel like something is missing. I don't understand. Like it's called this international break, this fucking international break.
It's just for one week now. Like next week, Brent will be back.
I know, but it's looking like if anyhow kind of weekend. The fact that I don't really care about all this. What's it called again? All this.
International
league. It's not. Which qualifier is only AFCON that's been qualified, right? If I'm right, because I know that.
Yeah, I thought the European one too was kind of like you, but I guess it's not qualifiers.
Aren't they playing?
It's Nations League.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Nations League. Oh.
It's still somewhat competitive.
Yeah.
See the way they are treating all these Pelé like international goals. Now, so I got to treat this. Nations League teams, like in 30 years, I'm going to tell Pekin, don't care about these fucking goals.
That's
like the Carabao of European football.
Like, very rubbish. They act like it's very important. It's not even that big.
Yeah, so. I say that because Ronaldo just passed 900 goals. Now I hit it back out.
No, that's legendary. Salute to, no respect to, forget to. 900 is crazy, guy.
You
think about
goals.
It. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Everyone says it's not crazy, they are mad. It's crazy.
Scoring
900 goals is wild. I even gone cap.
900 goals is crazy, bro.
Like, crazy because you have to play for longer. You have to be fit. You have to play games. You can't be injured.
You have to score.
I swear, you have to score. Look at me. I leave the most important part out.
If your figures, if your goal figures start. Like reaching 400, 500, yeah, you're a madman. Talk more.
Now, talk less of 900. Like, most of these people that you look up is like 300, 400.
300 goals is crazy, bro.
300 goals is crazy.
It's so crazy, bro.
How many fucking goals did Drogba score?
Seriously, because we even talk about legendary strikers like the 90s, early 2000s, like 400 goals, like the
400,
like, yeah, bro. What about the country?
Double.
Scoring like most of these OG players, like 300, 400, that's what they be capping like for their total like goals.
But those guys will also argue era. It's almost like basketball. You argue Jordan, LeBron, like they argue era is easier now. You know,
I don't like how a lot of. I don't want to say, I don't want to use any bad language, be like disrespecting a lot of like the OG players for real in terms of like their normal goals. Like people actually forget that throughout the evolution of football, they've been making it easier for strikers to score goals because they've been
for sure
help attacking football.
Make it more interesting, make it more commercial.
Like the offside rule way back then was harder. That time he had to be behind the defender, not even like on the same line. So scoring goals in the back of the
But game. The thing is, without VAR as well, like a lot of people go away with stuff. You understand?
No, that's true. But I'm just saying, like this thing now threshold for fouls have increased. There are so many reasons why, like it was more difficult back then. Even now, like it's very hard to compare and contrast. So anybody that's scoring, because it's not as if rules are separate for people. Rules are the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't disrespect like all the Raul and the rest. or
You
like
can't do it.
you say beyond the rest. It's very hard to compare because the music, they were so much better.
Roy, Rude, Van Nistelrooy, like those kind of strikers, like, bruh.
I can't
If you only think about it, it's like those guys in this era, they will cook.
I see. See, me, I think if you're so much better than your mates at that time, that means you'll be so much better than your mates now at the end of the day. So, like, because it's not as if the rules are different for you, like for Pele and compared to their guys. And the same, why them no score 1,000, why
1,000,
them score 200?
Because let's be real, like, people are actually scoring more goals now. Like, Mbappe is already 300 plus, probably
No,
almost at 400
you
right
get
now.
touch, you get a penalty now. Before, they have to, like, hack you and kill you for you fucking picking.
Fair.
So,
But tactics have
you
improved over the years, so it's like
For sure. For sure.
the game has really changed overall.
The
So,
game has changed, though.
what me, I believe that, like, if, like, Messi and Ronaldo would have cooked in that era. But the
Oh
same
yeah,
as
of course.
Maradona and Pele would have cooked in this
Who
era
have
as well.
cooked in this
Of
era?
course,
I can't
of
say
course.
that.
And that's correct to say because, mind you, apart from like Ronaldo and Messi consistently
Mm-hmm.
scoring 50 goals for like 8 9 seasons, like Lewandowski may have done it, 5 seasons in a row too at some point. But Benzema didn't do that. Suarez maybe did it for like 2 seasons. But like when you look at the number of times Ronaldo and Messi did it, it's not even normal.
He's
Like
not
how many people score 50
normal.
goals now?
50 goals
Like
now.
nobody's scoring 50 goals. Like it's just Haaland really. And that's how you know Haaland, yeah, this guy's a baller. Like, that's his
Yeah,
job.
the Haaland even reached 50 last season. I thought it was like 35.
No, he didn't reach
He
50
didn't
last
50.
season.
I don't even
Because
know. Maybe his first
he
season
scored
reached 50.
50-something first season. And I know he has not scored 100 goals for City, so he didn't
Yeah,
score.
so he hasn't reached 150
No,
that.
Haaland is a beast, too. But in a game, man, he's a beast. But, like,
Yes, bro.
comparison is always very, very difficult to make because
Yeah.
now I'm seeing man them trying to shit on like Suarez, bro. Like,
Yeah.
No, come on now.
Are you mad?
Nobody's shitting on Suarez. I've never
Come
seen
on.
that.
Yeah.
Nah,
See, I don't know where this guy
I think you can mention other strikers that were like
Twitter is.
very
Yeah,
decent.
Twitter has
Like
to
you
be
may say
topic
people are
as
shitting on Defoe. Like
No,
people may
no.
shit on Defoe.
See,
But you know like you much, but you know like Defoe was a decent striker, but people will shit on him now. You just be like, man, you guys need
He
I wish you
needs
saw him.
room, yeah.
Remember Defoe 7 goals in one game.
Was it seven? No, I think it was five or something.
Five. Oh, damn, I
Five
don't
in
exactly.
one game.
Peter Crouch just scored in that game. That was like 08, 09. That was a while ago. Damn.
Yeah. Like I saw a discourse on Twitter and I'm like comparing like Haaland to Suarez and whatnot. I'm like, he might end up surpassing him, but you can't even compare. Like
That, yeah, I think I saw the argument.
I think only comparing them just based on stats is a bit
Yeah,
disrespectful.
no.
Suarez was mad. He's not just like he scores crazy goals, first of all. And you have to remember that this guy played with two strikers for the most part. He was like a second striker behind Sturridge
Yeah.
and so it's Cavani and so many other clubs he played in.
Mind you.
I also
Mind
remember
you.
the one season that he was the top nine where he said he was Messi actually say, you know what, this guy, stop playing this wing thing, come and stay nine.
Yeah.
This guy's got like 59 goals in like 52 matches or
He's got,
something.
yeah, he's got like 60 goals that season.
Like
Yeah.
Like, he's the only guy to win
This thing between
Golden
Messi and
Boots in
Ronaldo's prime.
prime. Mind you, even 2013, 2014, yeah, he shared the Golden Boots with Ronaldo. 31 goals, I
Yeah.
remember that season.
Even
Like,
that
we
Premier
won
League
this one.
record that he broke,
And he
bro,
didn't, there
like
were no penalties in the 31
penalties
goals.
in the
Guy, go
title.
on, guy, 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 go on, guy, go on, go to YouTube and watch this 31
This
goals.
guy was scoring
Yeah,
from
you
each
go
foot,
home out.
scoring from dribbles, scoring from biting
Nah,
people.
Suarez was top, man.
That
and
game,
that's been
people
like
Oh, the guys that
super
were
what
saying
people say.
that
Sorry.
Haaland is like the best striker of the world they've ever seen. I'm like, bro, calm down. It's not even. I'm like, I know he scores goals. He's a machine too, but you can't be disrespecting guys like Suarez from way back, bro. Like, come on, bro.
But to be fair, yeah, like everybody has a point. Like just the way you say, like the game has changed. Like I saw one stat: Haaland had 4 passes in 90 minutes against Ipswich. I was like, wait, just listen. That's to let you know that this guy is efficient. Because 4 passes, 5 shots. Out of those 5 shots, 3 are goals. So let's say this guy had 11 touches in that game and look at his impact. So you need to be really, you need to credit his focus. He needs to be aware, he needs to be focused for the 90, he needs to be mentally in the
The
game. That's very difficult. And Haaland can strike a ball. So it's like precision, making a ball just see that goal is Areola head almost come out for that goal. Bro, like he just
Yeah.
struck it. So it's like certain
Right
techniques
foot.
you have, like when you look at overall game, back in the day, like, he needed to be a better overall footballer. He needed to do almost everything. But
It seems
now,
like
he just focuses on his position. It's almost
you
like
don't need to
NFL.
be a Suarez for this man to
Football
see.
don't return to NFL. Just
You don't need to be a Suarez
do
for
your
this
job. Just do
man.
your job.
Yeah,
It's crazy,
tactic.
man.
He's perfect for the team he's playing for. You gotta appreciate both of them at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, like playing with what's this guy's name again? Like Lucas Leiva and Co. You
It's
cannot be
not
touching the ball
easy.
four times.
But if we're talking eye tests, Suarez is a way
That's
better
what I'm
footballer
saying. Like the thing I'm even saying in terms of striking the ball. I'm just saying in terms of technique, like how long can hit the ball hard? And I think that saves him a lot of time. It's not like I'm not that's not taking anything from the
True,
point
true.
guard
That's a fair
fans.
point. That's a
But
fair point.
when I see people like Suarez or Harry Kane hit the ball in a certain way and he moved the ball, like they know where they are kicking it to, where to bounce before the keeper or it will spin a certain way. Like that's what I call striking of the ball as opposed to
That's
True.
right.
Mastery.
Just power.
Mastery, yeah.
Yeah, we he's half volleys.
Yeah,
He's
that's
out
what I'm
too.
saying. Those dudes
This guy had
Facts, facts.
like I even think when I even say strikers of the ball this day, I'll pick all these like even Valverde's over this thing.
Cavani.
Cause these niggas they have a technique that they hit the ball with that is just you see the ball moving, you'll be like, okay, this person has technique, it's not just power.
Even side footing.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
but I mean
the
he's a
footing.
finisher, man. Let me know. That's what I'm saying.
There's one
Yeah.
technique a lot of these English boys here I've noticed they use. Rooney used to do that shit. Like for his free kicks. Ward-Prowse, Maddison. There's a way they'll strike the ball, they will leave their leg there.
There
Guy, the
and
way
it's
the ball
just
moves. Ah, no,
gliding.
there's a way that ball
That's what I'm
moves.
saying. There's a
It's,
way these guys
yeah.
hit the ball that even Rashford used to hit the ball that way one time, but
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
he just kind of. That's why I mean I liked all those kind of players. Like when I see you strike the ball, I'm like, okay, you know what you're doing. It's
Of
not just
course, yeah.
power. So,
Thank you. You like technique, like that's why I
yeah.
like Martial too, but he was just too lazy, man. Like just
Yeah,
soft, just
Martial had good
dribbling.
shooting techniques, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Almost like almost Henry-esque. I
That boy's
don't
finesse was crazy, yeah.
know why.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he
can't even find a club
Anyway,
now.
I think it's okay to appreciate both of them, and they are all great. They're all different at the end of the day. Get but first of all, that Liverpool team wasn't that great, and this guy was dragged them to a title, if not for Gerrard sleeping.
Damn.
Which team?
Even with that Gerrard slip, like I can't, because bro, I've been anti Liverpool for years. They were beating Crystal Palace 3-0. Crystal Palace came back 3-3. I don't know if you remember that match. That
Yeah,
was before, after that game. They
I don't
bought
think
it
he's just
again.
dragging. I don't think they're that good to be seen. I think this guy was just dragging them low key. I don't that drop
Suarez and Sturridge, yeah, they were dragging the team
really
there.
great them. That team was wasn't that great. Look at the names today. I'm like, guy, all these players are
Flanagan. You never heard of Flanagan after that season.
Joshua. Joshua.
Jojo was a
How the
G
hell
shot.
were these guys about to win league?
Oh, man. Finished Maxi Rodriguez. Like, they just had waste, man.
But then again, that guy is also a winner, bro. Like everywhere he goes, this guy. I think Odegaard and coach. Yeah, I love Odegaard and everything, but I can't keep excusing them in Norway. I won't even lie, bro. Because think about it, like, see, he's Uruguay now. Ever since like post 1970s, those guys were basically rubbish up until Suarez, Cavani, and Forlan. Nothing. You are rubbish. But see what this generation has done for them. That's why it's
True.
very hard to actually excuse like guys like Hazard, the KDB in Belgium, and even all these other guys. Hey, like, bro, nah, this Uruguay, they have winners. Forget it, they bite, they cheat. But those guys want to
True,
win.
yeah, so
And
I
most of their
believe in
players
football
are in the
heritage.
same league.
What'd you
Because
say?
I think I say most of their players and like do they play in like the local league? Because I think that stuff
Yeah,
also affects
a lot
players
of
like a
them.
lot.
Which
Like
country?
if your
Uruguay.
players,
Uruguay.
yeah.
Because it helps
I'm
Kim now.
Yeah, but
Helps
like,
chemistry a lot.
take it. Think about like this guy actually won almost literally everywhere. Maybe the least place was probably even Liverpool, but even still like local cup at least, even Carabao Cup, Suarez. Even that one, that's the way you go at Atletico Madrid. Guy, next season, this guy win Pichichi, win league.
No, I'm sorry, but those Uruguay strikers, they were elite.
They're actually
ah
elite.
I just played one goal in my head right now. Uruguay, Portugal, 2018 World Cup. Suarez gave Cavani up through. I think Cavani gave Suarez. Suarez gave him back. Those guys just pass five people just because they trust their ability, their technique. Now, those guys are good. Forget Prime Suarez, Prime Cavani. Fuck. Man, those guys are good.
See, they are elite. So it's not even just about like numbers and everything. What is your goal giving your team self at the end of the day? Like, I can't even this thing.
It's true.
At the end of the day, it's about scoring important goals. Not just about stats padding.
I swear.
Like, I think of Aubameyang, might have scored more. But if Saka scored like 15, win league for me, oh my god, collect them more.
I was speaking with my Arsenal friend today this morning. I was just talking about how Sterling is a good signing and people may not understand. And I agree with him because I'm like, when I look at your squad, I'm not shitting on Martinelli. He's a good player. He's trying, but he's still the weakest. Or not weakest. It's the position where I feel like, yeah, they can improve here and they'll be more elite. You know what I mean? So, like, bringing Sterling there, it also even provides backup to Saka because, let's be real, like, there's no true backup for Saka in that right wing position. Like, Nelson wasn't like proper depth, and I think he's more a left wing guy, if I'm correct. So like, Sterling can play right wing, left wing, so it's actually a good signing. And my friend was like, Arteta doesn't come through this season. I don't know if it wasn't Arteta out, but it was almost like Arteta better come through this season. You know what I mean?
You'll feel some type of way if he doesn't.
Two almost is very painful. Like, a third one would just be killing. You know what I mean? So,
at this point, like, it'd be like, say, we don't already lose the league after we've drawn that game.
Nah, come on. It's just one game, Brighton.
It's too early to give up, but.
Way too early.
I hope you win something.
Yeah. Winning the league, I'm just waiting.
I think league is more rewarding than cup, though.
I agree. But I know it to be hard. I'm not
it's
even
so
like.
Difficult, bro.
We had, but I don't think Man City does not look like they are going to slow down, so it looks like we'll still have to fight. But I think we can at least maintain last season's level. We might win it. You get at least 8-9 points.
I'm sorry to go back to Haaland again, but like, the reason why I also feel like Haaland is balling this season is because this is like a non-country year, if you know what I mean, like 2025. There's no international tournaments because nowhere really they can't. They are not qualifying for World Cup. They are not qualifying.
He's the one that got arrested. Like,
he's really going to go off this year because everybody want to win that Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, get your chance now. You snatch it. See Benzema, Kyrie, Aaron, go Saudi, sharp. So it's like, I think Haaland will really be crazy this year.
That makes sense.
It's legal. He's also coming in fresh. This guy didn't have any distractions on like all this like Saka and Cole, like who actually played to their countries and whatnot. He didn't have an actual rest compared to.
I don't think he needed a rest really, but I guess.
Yeah, Salah.
If you look at his game this season.
Yeah.
That first goal against Chelsea, like look at that goal again. Like he's really fresh. His touches,
he's improved though.
It's more precise.
Yeah,
it's more precise now.
He's improved. Like I was really looking at his training, and
he's sharp.
That guy is sharper than when he first came, bro.
If you do, see Salah, see Haaland. All these guys are popping this early season. Odegaard is the only one. He looks sharp physically, but they all got rested compared to, say people like what's his name again. All these other players who participated in Euros. I don't see any excuse for them. And Salah is nothing that looks very fresh. Salah doesn't look as lethargic as last season. It's not even just about his goals, like the way he's moving and everything. His pace seems to have returned.
Yeah, but it's still beginning of season. I think all these things, once all every player really gets their fitness up, like these first three games or first two games, is really when you start getting to October, November, everybody's now on form.
True.
So, then you now see what's up. So,
contrary to my point, this boy is still well, as well. Havertz team.
He played Euros.
Is looking sharp.
Yeah, Even Saka is looking sharp, bro. Saka is looking sharp out
Saka is
this season.
good.
Yeah, no, player of the month he was nominated too now. I mean, it's clearly going to Haaland, but he was
Saka is looking
nominated for
pretty
that.
sharp, bro. Like, what's up? Well.
Because my guy was not even saying like Merino was is really who you guys who replace Partey and
He's injured, yeah.
Yeah.
But that injury is just I'm just actually thinking then like Partey was is probably going to go to bench for that guy. I mean I don't know his game too much. I didn't know of that guy until Euros when he scored
It's him,
that
Marino.
header.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think depending on the
Was.
games, there are some games that I won't mind Partey. And then there's still Jorginho where it's like, I don't know, there are some games that Jorginho will still come in as a sub.
Know, senior Maru, just tutor them,
Yeah.
get them ready.
So.
Why are you getting your coaching license?
Going back to your point about Sterling, yeah, I think this guy is a good, he's a very good what's it called? Addition, for sure. Even if it's for depth or even starting over Martinelli based on his performance,
Yeah.
I think he or Trossard that left him being very competitive, and he can play on the right as well. But the truth is that for the very best players, it's hard to actually have a good enough replacement for them, like Saka. Like Haaland, if Haaland gets injured, how you replace him? Or if
True.
Salah gets injured? So all that
I
clamor for, oh
swear.
my gosh, you don't have a
Alvarez
Saka.
was started of play number two now. He said, yeah, I can't
I don't
keep
know
doing
any team that
this.
their best player
Yeah,
has good replacement.
replacement. Yeah. I'm excited
It's
for
just Real
Sterling too,
Madrid
Sha.
that can
I'm
do
up. Because it's fast, man, and I've always wanted, like, me, I like fast guys, like, on the wing
You
at
can
least. He
actually
can
dribble.
dribble, actually. So, he's always a
Oh, wait,
threat.
that sounds like a shade actually. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, no.
He can
I was like, he can actually dribble as if my players could not dribble before.
No, it just seems like most of our players, they don't have that take-on ability anymore. Like, I mean, Saka will take you on, but
He's all
he.
recycled. He's Pep Arteta
Yeah,
ball
it's
now,
all this ball, all
recycled.
this. Pa I want somebody that would just give. Like, Martinelli used to look like that because he was fast. But then it's like Martinelli, he gets confused with the ball. Like sometimes
Yeah,
when he
be
gets in
looking
the position, he doesn't know what to do with it.
like what that boy
Yeah,
taking
when he
and
does
just
the
doing it
skill, if
wrong.
it don't work, it has finished. So it's like.
Yeah,
and
well.
Pep is kind of unpredictable. Sometimes I've been trying to find a pattern in his system, but once he will win league without striker, he will win league with striker. Like if you look at Doku now, I look at Doku like is Doku needed because everybody packs bus against City and they just need that guy that can
The
just take
outlets,
three guys
no,
and just
yeah,
give them it to. Because
he's just
that used to be his Messi, that used to be his Robin. I
he's
don't
just
know how much did
yeah.
Riyad Mahrez do that shit. Riyad Mahrez was recycling to me too, but he would dribble once in a while. But Riyad Mahrez in City was recycling. He followed
His
T
take
Grealish.
on reduced.
Recycle my chance. Grealish
Recycle, and just like, bro, this
go,
boy's.
But that wasn't his game in Villa. He used to actually take on guys in Villa.
Yeah.
I can't
Yeah,
wait. That I like that style, but I don't know. The control is just too much, and it's like, oh, like it can make football boring. It
I
can
think
make
Pep is
football
just
boring.
in his era of like trying out things. Like, I'm tired of like control and
But
tiki-taka. You know
it's
what?
not too bad with Man City because they are just quality.
Yeah, they
Like,
buy the best players, honestly. I think he can afford to just be experimenting. Like, what? Let me get a target man. I've played with all these first class wow. Let me get a target
Again,
man in
because even
Haaland.
right now, that is not even he's playing Rico Lewis the entire game now. Before Walker will come back
Actually.
and start playing some games. Like he just has the luxury to do
Walker
that
is
kind of
playing
thing.
Champions
He's playing
League,
Champions League,
Champions
yeah,
League games. Where Vinicius is playing, now Walker is
yeah.
showing.
Now Walker go show. Pep, see, Pep has his thing under control. That's why I'm like, this one will draw points early
He
this
does.
season, like this summer.
Foundation wise, he always goes with control, but then he might now add one or two guys who can just maybe be different. That's what I think that's what he's just doing now. That's probably why he added Haaland and then he added Doku. Doku is that one guy that cannot be taking on guys and losing the ball.
And that De Bruyne, yes, so he may be injured. Like even when he's injured, he win without him. But Kevin De Bruyne is in the pitch, guys, different, man.
For
I
sure.
saw one training clip. They're welcoming Gunnar back. I was like, Gunnar, welcome. Just make move in there. Kevin knows you are there. Now it's in Pep they talk. Can even Pep know it's in Kevin De Bruyne they do? He can't pass his with that guy. They saying, oh my God. Ah.
Man.
Yeah,
He's
bro.
good.
This
He's
season,
once
Pep,
Salah
he'd
just
be
hit
like
17
player
with
of
ball, he
the
gets the move.
Also, the other thing I thought about, I don't want to go back to that, debate, that's Suarez, Haaland thing, but there's a difference between having like one focal guy, one guy who is a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. You, do you notice how this guy's number has dropped when KDB went out and it was Foden? Mm-hmm. Foden is somebody who also wants to score.
Foden never played this season.
They've brought in another person that they didn't even really talk about. It's the Savinho that is playing in place of him. And apart from Savinho, Bernardo Silva can play that position again. Like, there are so many people. Rudri has not played any game this season.
Rudri never touched grass. Oh my God.
Rudri hasn't played any game this season. These are players that did not play any game this season, and these guys are winning 3-0.
Aki Seff never played this year.
We're in trouble, bro.
What was I going to say?
They have depth in that team. Mad depth.
But, I mean, do you see how, like, playing someone else who wants to score goals ends up, like, with reducing Haaland's numbers?
No, of course.
I say they win 5-0. Normally, Haaland will score, like, 3-4 goals. But when Foden they play, Foden will come score, like, 2-3. Haaland will come score 1.
Yeah.
But when Foden no there and KDB there,
KDB does
Haaland like it reminds me of like this is when Sanchez was playing with like Messi and the rest. How Sanchez numbers are lower, like 15. This thing. But when he now became the main man at Arsenal, now he can't carry the bulk of the goals.
No, yeah, of course.
Let me tell you, this mathematics only works when you're not that good.
No, it works. It works when you're playing with. It works when you're playing with.
Guy, go and look at MSN numbers. MSN.
That's my next
example. Guys, maybe Woku.
That's actually my next example. See MSN. See MSN right now. It's not as if total number of goals increase. It's just who takes what share. You get the man still score like 100 goals. So you get maybe one season. Like the one season, so I just scored way lesser. And Messi and Neymar scored like almost 39 for something. But the next season,
Suarez's first season when he started in October.
Yeah, but when he scored
25 goals, all comes guy, come on, man.
Yeah, when he scored more, Neymar's will reduce more. His assist going increase.
Neymar still scored. I remember Neymar scored 39 goals because he didn't reach 40, but he had 39 goals, 20 something assists. Guy, what?
No, their numbers are crazy. Their numbers are crazy, but
if
not.
If you are good, you go still get your number, guy.
No, you get your number, but they share them because some guys for the team, like all these Rakitic and Co, will end up scoring less. You get before those guys are popping too now, but when MSN can enter their own, those ones come.
True. All you need to do is provide. Let them finish it up.
Yeah, yeah. My point is that like numbers go the average out. Like Benzema, Ronaldo, Madrid, are not scoring more or less. You are just sharing goals. They still have quality guys who can provide. When the main guys don't score, those ones will score. Yet. If we have a main striker,
you can't repeat that to people.
If you have good players, are good players. If you have a big striker now, let's say in Arsenal now, like Van Persie and Co. Saka and Co. are not going to get 20 goals or 20 goals. They're going to provide. They're going to provide for the main guy to score. They're not going to score as much as they score.
Yeah.
It's how it works. Benzema, when Ronaldo was there, Benzema no scoring 40-30 like he was scoring when Ronaldo left. He was providing more.
Mm.
It's just mathematics. It's
true, because that season that Benzema scored 40 something. I don't know if he got 50 goals.
No, Ronaldo don't come up by then now. You know, he wouldn't do that.
Vinicius had 22 goals and 22 assists. Like, I like all those kind of numbers. And Salah is becoming that kind of forward the last 3 years where it's like you get double digit assists and 20 something plus goals. I don't know.
I think Haaland.
I'm surprised Salah was not in Ballon d'Or stuff. I'm going to rob that guy.
Yeah, I don't understand how Salah
that one is crazy small. Because
he robbed him.
He didn't have his best in last year.
But it was still pretty consistent. Like, it was still pretty good.
Yeah. Shit. The person I'll take away from there.
Even if you don't have a good season, you still be world class. They will still give you a
contract. Yeah, they will still give you. Because not to shade it, but like, the people we are seeing for Ballon d'Or these days, man. To be honest, sometimes it just need to be somewhere. I'm like, you said she enter.
I don't know why they because Dortmund reach a final Champions League, but they don't play too well for league. Let's be real, but this sentimental nomination.
Is it popularity?
Hummels, they ballot the old list. I'm dead.
Who did this?
Matt Hummels. Like, you put Hummels for there. I shock. I see what Hummels they fight for because Dortmund make final.
Bruh.
Arsenal players, pack that list. I see what's in the apple for you now.
Best three teams in the world. Madrid 7, Man City 4, Arsenal 4 players. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
And that's why when my fans, they talk, say, two trophies. I'm like, the fact that you don't see our players in that kind of stuff should let you know. Like, people are just let you know.
Why is Declan Rice in this thing? I'm like, are you people mad? One of the best players in the league last season. What do you mean, why is
Declan Rice? And Euros final now. All those international tax to go enter for that. Because Declan Rice had a good year, let's be fair.
He had a good year, even the league. Nobody just countries.
Yeah, he had a good year. I don't know. He's got how many goals in the league, too. Bangers as well.
He had more goal. He had more goal contributions than Rodrigo.
That's in our Rodrigo. Okay.
Nah, Rodrigo, they talk about Rodrigo.
No matter. Like, see, they watch where your mind or something. See, that Rodrigo.
Rodrigo for Madrid, though. I know because I was seeing.
Rodrigo. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Rice has more goals. Contributions than Rodrigo.
This guy has more goals than
me. I didn't think so.
Rice takes set piece. If you are talking goal contributions,
I saw that's why I saw.
Rice started taking our set.
Rodrigo didn't actually score. He started a lot of set
pieces, so it might be our first.
Rodrigo starts not that great.
Yeah, they don't push Rodrigo out now.
He scored important goals too. But like overall, especially for Brazil. Guy, that Brazil, I don't understand them. Like, why are they having like 3-4 goals at their age? And the Vinicius and Rodrigo.
I swear. No, this Brazil national team is not just football. I don't know, man. Football is not just what it used to be. Because these guys are now playing in Europe, and European football is so tactical and so strict. So it's like they can't even put their samba inside the ball anymore. But Ronaldinho, their football was, I feel like they were more free to express themselves, like samba.
It's because they are living for. My theory is that they're living for Europe at such a young age. They should probably live in Brazil like 21, 22, like back in the
days. This guy, they even want them to come in early and teach them European football because that's why Vinicius had to play with Real Madrid.
Yeah, I think that's what they asked now. I think that's what they asked. Back in the days, all those guys, that is, they solid for Brazil. They'll come live later, like 20-something. Like
True. Because Hendrick now, Hendrick is very raw. Let's be real. Hendrick is so raw.
They left at 18. That's why Santos didn't want Neymar to leave at 18, 19 when he wanted to leave. They held him to like 20 something so that he would.
Yeah, when he was 21.
All these boys are leaving at 18. They don't turn Europeans. You know, they.
For real.
Why imagine they go anywhere?
Neymar go back on the nomination.
Then Casemiro, too, that's playing in Europe, will be your EDM. Very European. You know, there's nothing Brazilian about that guy. He's a European player, European central defensive midfielder.
Seriously,
like this, the Samba ball has been dead for years, even when Neymar was playing. I mean, Neymar was nice, but like the rest of the team are always just ass, to be honest. Like, it's gonna have the deal.
I just need somebody that is gonna bring that spark again because, man, football is just. I like the way Musiala plays, but Musiala's play is different. There's a way it is in the eye, it's just rough, but it's nice. You know what I mean? Like, Musiala will beat you. He can beat a player, but it's not silky as... I don't know how to describe it. It's not joggable. I don't want to just blaspheme.
It's messy. It's kind of boring.
But like, it's not as natural. It doesn't... I don't know how to explain. You know what I'm saying, Sean?
Yeah, it's not Neymar. It's just... I say European. It's good.
He does dribbling.
Thank you.
He's
European. He's European. Thank you.
You know, I didn't start appreciating Messi's dribbling to like later. I'm like, I know he's good. Even though I might not enjoy like, as much as I enjoy like Ronaldinho and Neymar, but like, they destroy guys. They destroy guys. I agree. But I'll be honest, I've always like had the bias towards like actual flair, like a culture, Neymar, Ronaldinho.
I know. Neymar. Oh, God.
Yeah,
every Barcelona match was a hit. You know, say you go, you will be entertained. Like 2014 to 2017, lit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like what Musiala do, but
Musiala is interesting.
Of embarrassing guys, I used to enjoy. I will be honest. Like when you see,
there's nobody that dribbles consistently for players, and his next pass is going to bust your head. There's, like you see Hazard. Yeah. Like if I can, we can even get Hazard go collect.
Guy. See that generation that has that Neymar, Bill, Messi, Yonko, guy, entertainment. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And like Bill's own safety, they rough. I don't know how to explain that, but he dribbled just rough.
Who's the
Gareth Bale? He was just there like It's not like Hazard. Yeah, the Bills. I don't want to say kick and run.
They're off small.
But the way, yeah, it's the way they beat players and are just.
He doesn't do consistently enough still. Like, I can
power,
say.
Thank you.
He doesn't do consistently enough.
I think Bill was like about power and just peace, like, and strength. Oh, yeah. It wasn't like.
Jesus is probably scared that if he does it too much, he'll break something. Jesus. Because he doesn't really.
Jesus gets the dribble.
He left box X die. He might be Billy. Man, bro, they left box X die.
I can always see what this is about to do, bro. And I'm just like, nigga, just shoot this fucking.
But you can still chop him.
He can chop him. Don't be every time, Sha. Jesus, they don't do every time now.
He doesn't really do it as much as I would like, Seth. Honestly.
And I never even see Jesus play since, Seth. I even forget him.
He's just a second striker now. That's crazy.
For real.
He's just the second. Next thing now, that's good. That's still not good speed.
He's still young, if not like 26. But...
Yeah, 26, 27.
This boy. Who thinks are going Ballon d'Or this year?
I pray it goes to Vinicius because Bellingham is... When I say he's overrated, I mean he's overrated for the award. Like I don't expect that kind of player to win in their own.
Yeah.
What did Dele Alli do? Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Dele Alli to me, yeah. Bellingham has not even hit that Dele Alli.
People are saying that, yeah.
It's like, yeah. Dele Alli was fucking good at what Bellingham is doing right now. But people will say Bellingham is not a calm. Dele Alli was a defined calm. And Dele Alli played with Kane, who is like a true center. You know, Dele Alli, Kane is like Rooney, soft Rooney, like not as defensive as Rooney, but he can really allow his wingers and come, enjoy, and get goals for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Bellingham is just, he's too overrated, I beg, for the award. He's a good player, but he's overrated to get an award now. They should give Vinicius a
award. But what do you think?
I think Vinicius will get it.
Yeah,
Perez get influence on who they vote for that award.
Yeah,
Vinicius will win
it. I think Vinny is going to win it too. People have been saying Rodri, but I'm like,
Rodri second, Bellingham third.
Rodri's going to win the Ballon d'Or. I think he lost Pepe.
Cavall fourth or fifth.
So, yeah, I'm rooting for Vinny. Cause
where was this boy?
You didn't hear me?
I think we lost
this guy. Yeah, we didn't hear you.
okay. But, yeah, now Vinny.
Well, Misha, I want Vinny to win it. I think he deserves it most. The reason I don't want Bellingham to win it is because... I feel like he went asleep during the crunch time of the season, like from since January. He went off form. But in terms of Dele Alli comparison, I get what you're saying in terms of like how he affects games. He affects games in a similar manner and kind of reminds me of Dele Alli to an extent. But Bellingham is doing it in Madrid. That's one.
Yes, one and he's English, so like you already know PR is going to be
works in favor. Works in favor. Doing to Madrid and biggest stage, also that his Euro goal, he's had moments that I don't think Dele Alli has had, maybe in terms of numbers. Yeah,
of course, now, of course, and
the,
for sure.
The stages they are doing the same thing, a bit different. Yeah, this man is putting almost one Pichichi in his first season in Madrid. That's level, so guy, but
Dele Alli had like 50 Premier League goals at the age of 22.
No, that's what I'm saying. In terms of numbers, I can see the comparison. But I'm just saying
daily.
At the level, it's a bit different.
Yeah, I feel you, Sha. I feel you, because Real Madrid is a bigger club. England are going to the
And Bellingham has also balled out and arguably one of the best performers also in Bundesliga when he was there. And then to come to Madrid in his first season and be what he's doing is actually crazy. But I think Vini was better overall. I think he deserves it more. Rodri isn't that good shout. I think Rodri deserves it, but part of me feels like people are saying Rodri partly because of he was deserving last year and didn't get it. So I think guys are shouting for Rodri this season as well as like, you know what, you should have gotten last year, but you didn't get it last year, but you deserve it now. Because I know Spain won the Euros, but like, I don't think he was the best player in the Euros. I don't even think he was the best player.
But they gave him the award now.
I know they gave him, but I think it was a pity thing for like he's been good for so many years.
Who was the best Spanish player?
Which one saying a pity thing? How many years has Rodri been this
level?
I
mean, Rodri was great last year. And last year he's been very consistent. Yeah, he's been by was
Rodri in his last 80 games or his last 70 games, he has lost one that FA Cup final.
That's my point. If, I'm saying last season he was amazing. During that treble season, Rodri was amazing, but he didn't win anything for it. Yeah, in no individual award. But this past Rodri was not the best. Fabian Ruiz was the best.
What about De Bruyne? Where they just De Bruyne himself now almost you just give him a third position. Fuck, like, bro, there are a lot of players that they just don't respect. But guys, not respecting. I think Rodri should actually even get this thing.
No. Seriously. I'm saying that most of Rodri's argument is not just about this season, because Rodri was great in Premier League, yes, but in Champions League, not really. In the Euros, he was good enough. He was not the best player. Yamal was probably had a better Euro than Rodri.
How was Rodri not good in the Champions League?
No, he was good, but he didn't like stand out.
Say not really, because they just jumped to Madrid in semi-final, bro.
That's my point, though. So if you're talking about Champions League, he wasn't the best player in the Champions League.
No, I'm just saying, like, but it's like he was actually good in Champions League because they went out on penalties.
He was good, but I'm saying was he like best player good? I'm saying that he's not as good like Forlan the World Cup. It's not as if he had that. I think Rodri was better.
This guy is mentioning attackers. Guy, I think Rodri, don't know how you judge midfielders.
That's the thing.
I think Rodri was better last season when he won the treble than he was this season.
Compared to an attacker.
I think he should have won the Ballon d'Or that season, but I don't know why he didn't win it. Like, for every he had
who
every, he was their most important player in that treble
who
season.
Ballon d'Or last
winning season.
It was
but of course, Haaland got the goals.
Can you hear Obe?
Yeah, I can hear.
Obe, is Obe here? I think Obe is not on this call.
I'm on this call, bro.
He's on the call. I can hear him.
Yeah, I'm on the call, bro.
The reason why I was asking is because you're talking as he's talking. So I'm like, why is the guy talking about Obe is talking?
Oh.
Are you serious?
My voice is
I swear, I can't hear Obe. He's not on this call. I can't see
Let
him.
Me leave and rejoin.
Obe is here. I can't see him.
Tell him to leave and come back and rejoin.
He's going to leave and come back right now.
That's crazy. Because he just suddenly disappeared. And like I was like, where is this guy? Yeah. So, what I was saying was that I think Rodri should have won that shit last season. Mm. Okay, were you saying something? Because you were like invisible on my
list. Oh, nah, I was just saying like the way you're comparing Rodri to an attacker is just what I'm saying. This guy is a central midfielder. He's a defensive midfielder. What do you expect him to be doing? To be running around the ball?
I'm not comparing him to an attacker. I'm saying that like this specific season now, I think Rodri had a way more impressive season the season before this season. The season they won the treble, everybody were like, yeah, Rodri was the best player, but Haaland scored so goals. Rodri was the best player, so goals. That wasn't the same thing this past season. Like he was good. He was good, but then again, he missed some games. And also in the Euros, I'll be honest, this guy outshined him. Yamal outshined him. Even that right left winger outshined him. Even Fabian Ruiz got the most accolades as a midfielder than Rodri. He was kind of like almost more silent than he was the season before. That's what I'm saying. So I this specific season, I'll probably give it to Vinicius. But if this was two seasons ago, Rodri would have been my unanimous, like this, like he would have won it. Either Rodri or Haaland. Before this was two seasons ago, like it was one of the two. But this season, if they give it to him, to me, to be like, just because you've been good for like two seasons now, kind of like when they just give Lewandowski before.
Mm-hmm.
Or when they gave Modric, like you know, you say you don't go for so many times now, and you reach semi-final, I'm gonna give you.
Yeah, that Modric Ballon d'Or, that vexed me.
Not like just damn, Modric won a Ballon d'Or, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
But, like, it felt like because he's been good for a while. I'm hearing Toni Kroos shout, and that would be the same thing for me.
If Toni Kroos wins it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same thing as that Modric thing. Like,
that would be crazy,
be good for a while. Just collect.
But Kroos was very integral in their Champions League. And goal.
I swear.
Like, the number that of times that he swung Rudiger. Even there was one that he gave Rudiger 9 minutes that Rudiger. He just told Rudiger, go.
I
saw it. Just go.
Hang on,
that Toni Kroos, crazy, bro.
See, if
they give
Toni Kroos, if they give Toni Kroos, I'm not going to be mad. I might be a bit salty. I feel like a black man has been robbed. But
if they give Toni Kroos, I'm not mad because I love Toni. Yeah,
they do enough.
If I'm Vinny, I'll be mad as fuck. But honestly, Vinny turned up at this Champions League.
Yeah,
like, come on. And none of the key contenders, none of them actually had a great international tournament. Except, but Lamine Yamal was a contender. Okay, yeah.
Lamine Yamal got Ballon d'Or nomination, but
yeah, honestly, he's out of his age. His age is working against him.
That's crazy. And that boy was really 16 for most of it, you know.
This guy bought the fuck out in these Euros. These Euros is, if I remember these Euros, it's him I remember.
That is good against France after Rabi was chatting shit.
Nah, because he turned up these Euros, though. If he was.
Yeah, that goal was mad.
If that was.
Guy like, left leg out too, bro.
If Bellingham was Lamine Yamal, if Bellingham was Lamine Yamal, he's winning this thing for sure.
Ah, this guy, you're out in a finesse, man. This guy, no, they play class. I'm my own a finesse.
Nah,
it's already. Yeah. Let me see when I start with PES. Now, because I start with FIFA.
Wait,
not like I started with FIFA, but I did play PES, PES control. I did play FIFA, FIFA control. Like, I just use analog. I don't use D-pad. Anybody really use D-pad for this year or this era?
You know people, eh?
You just avoid that person.
Yeah, it's so improved. Because, nah. You can be. I think you'll be fine. You can't use the part of this type of games now.
Anyway, dude. Guy, we know we didn't even talk about the past weekend games.
Casemiro.
Yeah, forget Casemiro, man. I don't vex. I vex. I won't just even blame it on Casemiro. And in 2 minutes, I'll blame Ten Hag as well, because it's like, you're pressing with four. You're pressing with a 9 and 10 now. So before, where people were saying, oh, if Mount played, we would have still been pressing with 4. Then he now leaves you with only Casemiro and Kobe Mino in your midfield. Kobe is a young midfielder. He has not even played up to 50 to 60 career games, club and country. So it's like, sometimes I still notice, oh, positioning still needs some improvement. Then you now have an old man Casemiro that can't run and is also not competent on the ball. So it's like, we are just very open in the pitch, because you keep telling Mazraoui and Dalot to join the attack. Then it's like, it's just three people at the back. So if Casemiro now has the ball and they enter ahead, they don't cover all the space. You don't know what to do. He's just playing ball first time. Bro, we just keep conceding. I don't know if I'll credit Slot to like Liverpool. They played well, but we just fell into their trap. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say. Like, I agree. I still blame Ten Hag, because many people lost the ball. It's just Casemiro that they punished with goals. Kobe lost the ball, so and they punished him. But when Delita and Lisandro were losing the ball, they didn't punish them.
You know,
players, bro. Only Nando. Four of these back five, they've played together before. So it's like, why can't they click? I just don't understand. They couldn't play from the back.
Saying Casemiro is aging and whatnot, I don't think they've ever watched him. When he plays for Brazil, when he plays for Madrid, he was never required to do what he's doing.
He wants to evolve Casemiro at 33.
Whether he's 31, even him at 27 was not even doing itself, first of all.
Now for 31, you won't go involved in gameplay.
He's not going to involve, bro. Like, he has never had to do this. Like, there's a reason why, when I was talking about Samba football, Brazil football, he's a big reason for that. They don't play that way anymore. Like, Brazil is still playing counter. Brazil, like, watch with Neymar and Kuna, counter did they play, which is not the same Brazil I used to watch when I was growing up. Like, he's not that kind of DM. He's not
football don't spoil.
He's protect the back four. Don't expect him to carry the ball, turn, and suddenly become and start something. That's not how he plays, bro. He'll chop in the carry the ball from him.
Yeah. And the people that he always had since, like, he had Cruz and Modric.
All
he's doing is giving. It's Cruz that did that job. Deep. Like,
Modric and Cruz, just they do Casemiro homework.
They do work for him.
Once you're able, just give the ball. Don't worry, I will help you.
Yeah. His job is just protect back four. Give them ball. Protect back four, tackle. That's all he does.
And those guys can control game. Mm-hmm. Chris could just play 1 week with Rudy Guy. He will make
everybody. I swear. Everybody could just do Chris Goodos.
Why I think so? They go give. Because we're going to give it to even David Luiz. David Luiz is going to do that. This don't go find Neymar. Now, what they do? They bypass midfield. Brazil will bypass midfield because they don't have those ballers in their midfield.
Even their midfielders now, sir. So all these
Bruno like, guys. See the clubs they are playing. Like, that guy in Wolves is getting called up. Paqueta, like, no, like, I'm not saying Paqueta is no good. I'm just like, these guys are
nigga. Julinton, Bruno G.
Julinton,
Like, shit, I didn't mean to do it. Now, them, they destroy Newcastle. I've already said it. See, they should go and remove all the. I swear.
Yeah, remember Jimenez and Kaká, all those guys back in the days. It's some stars that fell.
The Rubio, Ronaldinho, and the Ronaldo. See front three.
Nah,
they go use Legova, finish you.
Ah, Rubio. And
the crazy thing, Casemiro is the best in this generation. Now, Fred and Casemiro, they played before now. Now who Brazil won carry go win World Cup?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
But see, with the correct guys close to him, Casemiro is crazy. But like, he's not a Rodri, he's not a Sergio
Busquets. No, Casemiro is really a cleaner, and he's like, it's just bad that.
Is that an uncle? Get
exposed like this.
Crazy. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's worse. I don't think age has affected him. He's just not what he is. He's not what they need.
This isn't good, sweet chat. I'm looking forward to just everything coming back. Now, when season just they start after international break, then don't talk
about it. Arsenal Zoom self, that man addressed me, almost ruined my weekend. That Declan Rice shit.
That shit was. Yeah, I've already looked at it too much. Anybody that tells me that thing is a second yellow, I don't know what to say, bro. I don't know what to say. Because it's like the ball could.
You know,
how are you delaying?
To say that he gave Pedro a yellow card, maybe we're not for better football.
So, if they gave Pedro a yellow card, Declan Rice not for do what he do. Honestly. You know, good one.
Yes.
And he was
if they even give that thing, other guy, if they even give the person who kicked Declan Rice yellow, self.
I sure say they don't give that guy yellow. That's a sure.
They don't give that guy yellow.
I say, the old man look like yellow, but this guy cleared this guy Lego.
He cleared his leg. He didn't give it yellow. I'm not even hating against it. I think, it might be a conspiracy, but it's a Man City thing. Liverpool, when Klopp used to complain, say,
Tomiyasu,
I swear. Like,
now, only us to give these guys to pick cards.
I mean, no. The club, they complained too before. I mean, I know they get that. All those times, the club, they complain, say, ref, they come after Liverpool. But I think it's a Man City thing.
Man City, they have two control games to get those kind of fouls. Man City, Man City two win ball. The guys, Man City, they win ball. Then the two press.
Now, it's my they enjoy that day. That year. Now, it's my Man City, they enjoy now. Now, big club, then be. Don't worry. It's okay. We accept. No, Fergus won the control.
Arsenal should be a bigger club than Man City.
Eh?
In terms, if we're talking about favoritism, because you guys have more heritage than Man City's new money now.
Don't worry.
Man City, at least 100, how many charges?
I remember when they gave quick, don't they do all these things since? Referee don't like us since. Even when that man, you forget time. It's okay. We are.
That man, you forget time.
That man, God. Don't be about heritage. Don't be about heritage. That money, that raw cash.
No way, Arsenal don't get money now.
That's for sure.
How did they do us like this?
See, it's what it is. Remember that guy and that any all these crazy things in Arsenal, Liverpool, Barcelona. Sorry, Barcelona versus Arsenal.
Barcelona, those ones, they don't already
see that one.
That one person.
Jesus Christ, Papa should body give
that up. That did make me feel test was secondary school that year.
So now the same thing, right? Do say they blow whistle, but really. I remember that match. Everybody they blew whistle for Spain now.
Did he blow whistle now? Yeah.
It was just wild. They give Van Persie red card. Match just changed. I said, wow. Yeah. Wow.
They don't too rob us.
Was that second or first? I can't remember. I know that was in camp.
No, second you look at as well. Van Persie won.
Try.
Now why I know if you support Barcelona?
I hate that club.
Yeah. Like,
I hate Madrid pass. I'm not gonna lie, but.
Nah.
Sorry. Ronaldo. I'd be married as Ronaldo.
I like Madrid. Come on, Ronaldo. Anyway, I don't hate Madrid since. It don't be even.
It's like the hate of Madrid these days. You could just give yourself high blood pressure.
Hating Madrid was sweet in secondary school because they were actually not winning anything.
It's crazy with all those players. They we know they win anything.
Yeah, they win like one league, not many whole league. That's it. Back at all, they clear everything.
Yeah,
but now things don't change.
Because that Mourinho league was like their first test in a while, and of course Mourinho did it in first 100 points. La Liga history. Jose, Jose Mourinho.
Yeah,
but guess Jose was legendary. But as football,
oh yeah,
these players are too soft for those guys.
Yeah, football, man. Football,
you said they are too soft for those guys.
They are too soft. Any sports, they rush for, they go push us, they rub nose. Like, play ball, you they rub nose. Play ball, you they push us. It's this mad wiki, then they do fresh guys, aren't you?
I swear. They don't be playing ball.
Something that went under the radar, Sha, when we are like, say, Chelsea, they're top four. Chelsea, Crystal Palace used Chelsea to collect their first point of the season.
I swear.
With Stamford Bridge.
Me, this Chelsea team, man, I know really. That the toxic.
Wait, so be Eze score that goal. Guy, you know, see that. Eze score. You know, see that take. See, guy, see that take.
Is good.
Guy, isn't it crazy? That's even in the first match. Eze scored one free kick, they disallowed. That
team. They disallowed. See, Eze, I pick Eze on eye test purely.
Eze is like, our
Eze is the last eye test.
Eze could have been our culture. Like, bro, I that guy should fuck you. Why did he fucking declare for
why did he go and do for England? Bro, he has... Someone will depend on it will be. Nah. Imagine if Eze did it.
Isn't it?
Oh, God. Eze is
going to go big club very soon. He could go big club. If he goes City, you no play.
I don't know if you go
to City before now. They drop him.
Yeah, I don't know if Eze... Eze plays...
No, now Arsenal in been there. Now, when I drop him. Now, they why me? Now, when I drop
him. Arsenal drop him. Don't boy now. Arsenal. Okay,
but guys, that Eze's position, like I think I was telling up one time, like it's such a unicorn position. That 10, that floating like many big clubs already have guys that feel it or don't play that kind of guy. That's why he's in a very weird position.
Yeah.
I think I feel bad for him now that Olise left. Yeah. Because I really like that their chemistry, and now I don't even know Crystal Palace. I mean, they don't sign any Ketiasha.
About that one, not know it's in the guy they play. Just the wrong.
I see Eze going to a Tottenham. I don't see him going to a City or this kind of back at guys. I don't see
you just because like City just need like the Bruyne and Eze in you know
gone away. De Bruyne, Foden will take that position.
Yes, but it's like I'm talking depth. Like I'm not saying easier to just start immediately, but to just get involved in the team.
Because if like, they should enter City, you know, go play like
every
that.
Day, bro. Eze cannot be in second phase.
Eze has to start every game.
Which is what you do to go to City.
I don't think so. Because it's like Matheus Nunes as well. Like there are a lot of midfielders that Eze can come and just immediately be on top. You know what I mean? So it's
But Nunes doesn't start for them now.
Eh?
He doesn't start. Yeah, I mean, that,
that's
saying, like, when De Bruyne come out, like, you know, because De Bruyne was, when during Euros, we was talking about something, you don't remember? Even then,
I get it.
Come on, you know, just go.
My point, if he goes to a City and go, he will not be able to start. He will be playing second fiddle for a while.
So, I think he can start.
Over Foden.
Not over Foden. Like, you see the way Eze plays you. Like, he's... Mm-hmm. He can play that left wing something sort of because he they will figure it out. I'm telling you because Eze is better than Doku technique to me. Eze is better than Doku and he's more disciplined for
that. Doku is more direct. Eze is not like a winger.
Thank you. That's the thing. It's just that Doku is just more direct. But
and that's why you sat over Eze in the wing because he's more direct.
I mean, it's true, Sha.
I agree that Eze is a better footballer, but
it depends on the type of ball because. If you compare Eze to like Grealish now, in terms of like, I don't think Doku and Grealish are the same.
Eze and Grealish, that's why I kind of mentioned.
Yeah, so if you compare Eze to Grealish, I will pick Eze right now over Grealish.
See, I'll pick Eze over Grealish, but I'm saying, another tactics.
But he can play that Grealish role for Guardiola though. Like, as a winger, but you'll just be recycling up until you push the ball forward. You don't need to be taking
That's also limiting him, because...
And is it also more direct in terms of shots? Is it a clear
shot? The only just think might even affect him in a team like Man City, in that he's not as creative. I won't say he's a creative. I think him, if he sees a goal, he will shoot. But it's not all the time that Man City will be letting him be shooting anyhow. Like, if they shoot Mumu ball for Pep go.
No, Eze get shooting technique or in the wipe shot.
No, he get
the way he drop his leg for that goal. I like, say, fuck off.
Yeah.
If he goes to City will limit him so much. This Eze will see today. We don't go like him again. You know, I think he can just play for like an Ancelotti or so like a Tottenham team that will actually just let him thrive in his individuality. Because he does not look like anybody at City. Reminds me of Isco, actually. So, All this kind of ballers, man. They don't squeeze them out once more. So not to the people like Crystal Palace Malaga. Very good, very good. Street school forget kind of player. Eze is a street school forget player, let me tell you. I don't see him go to City.
For sure.
Yeah, street baller.
These guys. Musa in billing for be like 90 million for this era.
We did play. Oh God, bro. Musa then.
It's been, all right, it's been nice chatting with you guys, bro.
You too.
It's been it's been a fun conversation.
Just waiting for club football again, man.
Yep, waiting for the
international
break to end. Let's get back to enjoying the sport we love, man. It's been nice. See you guys next week.
Right,
catch you guys later. Your team for offside. Your team for offside. Luis Suarez. Your team.